drover had disappeared. I managed to escape with everything but 2 pounds of hair and part of my left ear. An hour later, I found Drover huddled up in the darkest, backest corner of the machine shed. I was all set to whip the tar out of him, but he cried and begged and told me that down deep, he was opposed to violence. How can you whip a dog that says that? November the 1st. Got into trouble today. Highloper and Slim were doctoring cattle this morning, running them through the squeeze chute and giving them shots and pills and stuff. Drover and I were hanging around, watching. The cowboys went to dinner and left all the medicine beside the chute. Drover went over and sniffed at a cardboard box full of big white pills. You know what these things are? Amino acid boluses. They're supposed to give energy to sick cattle. They're good for cow dogs, too. I walked over to the box and sniffed. Smells good, but wouldn't the cowboys be mad if we ate them? Oh, heck no. It says right there on the box that cow dogs are supposed to eat them. I squinted at the box. So it does. I pulled one out and chewed on it. Say, that stuff was good. I went back for another one of them. Another one, and then I went back for a second. Ha! Beat the heck out of that cheap co-op dog food. Well, before long, the box was empty. When the cowboys came back from lunch, I was sunning myself beside the chute, full and happy and feeling good. I gave the boys a grin and wagged my tail. Highloper stared at the empty box. Where did those? He looked at me. I must have had a few crumbs on my chops.
Why, you worthless cur, that box cost $21.
Huh? I looked around for Drover. He had disappeared. About then, the rocks and sticks started flying, and I ran for my life. I found Drover in the machine shed, and I jumped right in the middle of him. He cried and begged, but I didn't listen this time. My mama didn't raise no fool.
Wait! If you won't whip me, I'll tell you a deep, dark, awful secret.
Huh? An awful secret?
Yeah, listen. It was all Pete's idea. He wanted to get us into trouble.
No, no fooling. He raised his right paw.
It's God's truth, Hanky.
Why, that's sorry, no good for nothing, cat. Come on, Drover. It's time to clean house. I marched down to the saddle shed, caught Pete completely by surprise, whipped him, re-whipped him, and ran him up a tree. Drover was behind me all the way, cheering me on.
Get him, Hanky, get him!
That was that. We went up for a roll in the sewer, and I said to Drover, boy, I can't believe Pete would pull a deal like that on us cow dogs. How dumb does he think we are? Drover shook his head.
Pretty dumb, Hank. Pretty dumb.